What are you allowed to do as a Mormon? Other than just...
Relatively nothing. Just like
ground what can, zero.
No sex, right? Before
no
marriage?
No sex until marriage. No coffee, no caffeine, no tea, no drinking, no smoking, no drugs.
Yeah.
I feel like I grew up in a very weirdly Mormon family because, like, I there were definitely kids who I knew growing up who, like, weren't allowed to watch TV, who, like, were very sheltered, very weird. My family wasn't because, like... I don't know. My parents are very weird people. Very, very weird people. But, like, there are definitely kids that were a lot more, like, orthodox seems like the like a wrong word to use there. But, like, definitely a lot more, like, very typical. Right.
Fundamentalist.
Fundamentalist. There you go.
That's me in the corner.
Welcome to I'm Sorry Dad Podcast with me, Ry Doon, and my co-host, Brandon Calvillo. If you guys have not yet subscribed to this podcast, please do. I know a lot of people listen to podcasts but never subscribe, so it'll help us out if you press that subscribe button. Thank you. Also, give us a 5-star rating, please. That'll help us out, too. I have a free show in LA, September 3rd, with Nikki Glaser, Jamie Kennedy, and more. Nikki Glaser is... so fucking funny. One of the best comedians working right now. And I am honored to have her on my show, as well as Jamie Kennedy and everybody else. The show is called High Society. September 3rd in LA. Click the link in the bio to get your free tickets. Ha ha! On this episode, we have Peach Kennedy. She is a model, a writer, and a former Mormon person. Former Mormonist. Give her a follow on Instagram, The Peach Kennedy. If you're a straight dude or a bisexual person, I think you'll enjoy. I think you'll enjoy our Instagram. Okay, this is getting creepy, but just follow her, The Peach Kennedy, and we talk about Mormonism and a bunch of other stuff, and it's really interesting. So enjoy this episode with Peach Kennedy.
Brandon's crazy, right? He's very sad. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Welcome to the podcast, to my guest, Peach Kennedy.
Hello.
My guest. I say my guest because Brandon isn't here yet.
Yeah, R.I.P.
He's been failing lately. just to give the viewers a heads up, Brandon texted me the words, so angry. Then he said, you can also start without me if you want. Might be funny.
Is he just sitting in an Uber?
He's probably
so
driving.
Angry?
He's driving in his Mini Cooper. He's driving angry. Yeah. It's like the movie Drive Angry with Nicolas Cage.
Deep cut.
Deep, yeah. I watched that recently. Have you seen Drive Angry starring Nicolas Cage?
No, I haven't. Oh, is that like the really, really newest one that's on Netflix or whatever?
No. Or wait, maybe it's on Netflix. I don't know. Anyways, Peach Kennedy.
Hello.
Thanks for being on the pod.
Of course.
Who are you? How would you describe yourself?
Who is Peach? What is Peach? Thank you, Peach. Love you, Peach. I am a art model. I guess that's probably what most people would recognize me for.
Cool. What is an art model as opposed to a model?
So I work entirely freelance. I'm not signed to any agency. I also don't do fashion or any sort of like brand stuff. I do like gallery work, book work, like painting stuff, I guess.
Cool.
That's what I do.
That's cool.
But yeah.
I dated a girl. We call her Frank on this podcast because I was heartbroken and I talked about her a lot.
Aw, sad.
It's like, I miss you, Frank. But her name is Liz. I actually hung out with her last night.
Oh, did she listen to the podcast?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But yeah. Hey, Frank, if you're listening, good hangs.
I bet she loves that you call her Frank as well.
Yeah. Very flattering. But yeah, my ex-girlfriend said modeling was exhausting.
Yeah, I mainly just do it because I love money. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not like I've ever been like super, super passionate about it. I wouldn't describe myself as like an artistic person.
No.
I know that's like how I kind of like built my following and that sort of stuff. I like it as a hobby cool. and everything, which is like dope, but it is very exhausting and can be absolutely the worst.
Yeah, I saw a story of yours recently about a dude who was trying to sleep with you for money.
Holy good Lord. That story is so ridiculous. And it's like still ongoing and still having issues about it. Basically, when I was like in Seattle, I want to do the series of like around Mount Rainier. Mm-hmm. So basically, I had met up with this photographer.
You're wearing Mount Rainier hat?
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Seattle. So dope. Oh, you are? Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah. I love Seattle. Was
it,
yeah. much. Holy
is
shit.
It him?
Yeah, it was you. What the fuck? That's the only reason I agreed to come on here is because I wanted to confront you.
Nice. I thought the hat would disguise me.
Yeah.
But basically, this dude like was totally normal. We shot all day. We made some like really cool content and stuff. And then I left for Portland. And it was like, whatever, I got the photos from him, was like using them a little bit and stuff. And basically, I started getting these really, really creepy text messages from him that at first I just blew off.
Yeah.
They were just like, basically like, he was like, I know I'm like, this is crazy and everything, but like, I'm in love with you.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we're both taken. And I met his girlfriend too, which was very weird. Mm. And then he knew that I had gone down to Portland. And so he was like, you know, I'm going to come down to Portland and I want to hire you for something paid. And then the next text message was like, I want to get your thoughts on legalized prostitution. Oof. Oh, well. It's just like.
So it was Nolan.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Look, it's an interesting subject. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. It's a controversial. I write for Vice, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a piece.
It's very Vicey. Well, it's funny that you say that because. So basically, at first I just ignored them. I was like, whatever, I have the photos, I'm not going to talk to this person again, like, it's just whatever, it's fine. But in the original, like, Instagram post that I had put up of our photos, I had credited him. And then I was kind of like, yeah, this dude's weird. So yeah. I just took down the credit, because he just creeped me out, it was whatever.
I'm sorry, did you just say he said that he was falling in love with you? Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He said that he was, like, in love with me and that he wanted to hire me for something paid and then mentioned legalized prostitution.
Okay.
So I'm not stupid. I feel like most people can, like, grasp what
Peach,
he wanted.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's...
I gotta interrupt you.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon's FaceTiming me because he always FaceTimes.
Oh, I hate...
What, dude?
I'm in the middle of recording, but they need you to come down in order to let me up, I guess.
Yeah, I know. That's why I would have preferred you to text.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Nolan's going to come down. Are you mad?
Right.
Are you angry?
Intermission.
What?
Are you angry?
No, I don't... No, why would make you think that? Oh, the elevator's open. Maybe I can just go in.
No, you can't.
Run!
It's not going to wait.
All right, he'll...
All right, yeah, I'll wait for Nolan to come down.
All right, cool.
BRB.
Bye. Fucking he always FaceTimes. I hate it. Do you FaceTime?
No, it's by appointment only. FaceTime is by appointment only.
Okay.
Very, yeah. Especially for girls.
Because I thought like maybe all young people FaceTime these days.
No, I don't like to FaceTime.
I fucking hate it.
I don't like talking on the phone.
Neither do I.
It's like the worst, honestly.
I don't like talking on podcasts. So like let's fucking leave.
I have Asperger's. I was very quiet all the time.
Asperger's?
Asperger's.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Asperger's.
Jer?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
I think you're wrong.
Asperger's syndrome.
I think you're fucking wrong.
I think I'm fucking right.
We'll have Nolan look it up.
Look it up. Pull it up, Jamie.
That's right. So you're a Joe Rogan fan.
I do like Joe Rogan.
Me
a lot,
too.
Quite a bit. He gives me anxiety, though, because like they just stack up so much.
I know.
You know, those podcasts, and so it's like I can't really listen to them very much, and so, you know.
I've talked to Joe before.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Jamie. He said he would do our podcast, but
shit.
Now he, the last time I texted Jamie, he responded with a GIF or GIF of like gerbil, like hiding. So I think that means like he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I guess that means he's scared.
Or he's just like, he's probably too busy and just doesn't want to.
I saw last time I was here, it wasn't the last time I was here, it was maybe in 2017. Yeah, 2017, when I saw him and Joe at, I believe, what's the one that's not Comedy Store on
Sunset? The Improv.
No.
Laugh Factory.
Laugh Factory.
Okay.
Yeah.
You saw Jamie?
I saw Jamie and Joe.
Oh, nice.
There, in like 2017. And that was like the last, now I've been to LA a lot since then. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. We'll get back to your story when Brandon gets back.
I have lots of creepy photographer stories, but this one is just definitely like the most recent and the most like just weird and the one that just seemingly won't end.
Okay. Well, let's put a pin in that for now.
Pin in that, okay.
And while we'll just wait in silence for Brandon.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Fellas, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue, okay? Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. I have tried Blue Chew. Guess what? I was a king. I was better than I normally am. And I'm normally a horrible. Just kidding. I think I'm pretty adequate. But Blue Chew made me a king. Okay? It, you know, it helps you get a boner, keep a boner. And guess what? I went like 3 times in a row. Okay? This might be uncomfortable, but I just want to endorse this product because it works. Have sex 3 times in a row with Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. I'm telling you, if you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and the best of all, no awkwardness. They're made in the U.S., and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code DAD. Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code DAD, to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. That sounded not genuine because I fucked up, but I really do thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Because a lot of our listeners are really, really horrible at getting boners. You guys have emailed me saying, dude, I'm soft. And I'm like, dude, me too. Thankfully, there's Blue Chew. BlueChew.com. Promo code DAD. And now back to our female model guest who does nude photos. This is so uncomfortable.
ASMR.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for listening to the podcast today. Oh, I hear Brandon. Oh God, here we go.
Hi. We haven't met yet, so this is very exciting. We're doing this live.
Well, yeah.
A live introduction.
This is so organic.
Not live.
Well, look hey, who it is.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
What's your name?
Peach.
Peach? That's a nice name.
Thank you.
All right, let's just get it out of the way. I'm irresponsible, ugly, and stupid. All right, Peach, nice to meet you.
Mostly ugly.
Yeah, mostly the ugly.
But you texted me so angry.
What do you mean?
You texted the word so angry.
I meant you. Because you texted me like, oh, I'm so excited to talk to her.
Yeah.
Fuck, you stupid idiot. Like, that's what he said to me.
Oh,
so I was
so
like,
you
oh, you're
angry.
So angry. I wasn't angry.
Okay. He painted this visual of you angrily driving a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, damn it.
Oh, well,
down
yeah.
Down Wilshire.
That's not what I did, but it's, you know, it's not the truth. But
I was like, she grew up Mormon.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. He's excited.
Excited to talk.
But first, so we're talking about a guy who was trying to pay her for sex.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I forget, like, where it was. Well, I was in Portland at this time when he sent me the text messages, and I just ignored them. But, yes, at the time, I had, like, him credited in the photos.
Yeah.
And so I just took the credit down. I didn't even tag him in the original
because
credit.
He was being creepy, right?
Because he was just creepy. It's like, you know, he just was kind of, like, being obnoxious about it. And there's nothing in a TFP like release form that says like I'm required to credit him. Mm-hmm. You know,
what's TFP?
So trade for a portfolio, basically. Okay. Or trade for print. So essentially, he freaked out after that and sent me a bunch of crazy messages that he was going to sue me for copyright infringement, even though I had full rights to the photos.
Yeah.
Like 100%. And I was like, okay, well, you can't do that. Well, good luck, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then after that, he took down our shared folder of the photos. So he basically stole the photos from me.
Right.
So I couldn't use them anymore. After I had full rights to them, like,
yeah,
you know, we had already, like, signed the release and whatever.
What kind of shoot was it? It was, like, outdoors, like, like
yes,
hard?
Yes, all over Mount Rainier. We shot for, like, 8 hours.
Damn!
Basically. Mm. It was long. We had about, like, you know, 500 photos. And it was all, like, you know, all laid out, like, with that we had full, we both had full rights to them, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like, okay, so here's what's happening. Like, basically, you propositioned to pay me for sex, and then because I didn't respond and then took action because you're creepy, basically you're stealing from me now. Mm-hmm. So I made a whole, like, Instagram story about it, just was kind of, like, really, really pissed at this time.
Yeah.
And then basically we just kind of had this, like, ridiculous back and forth where he sent me... He basically was like, no, I wasn't trying to pay you for sex. I'm writing a book about legalized prostitution. That's why I sent you that text message.
That's why I said I love you.
And then he texts me this clearly, like, written in a crazed panic manuscript that was, like, 2 full pages of, like, Webster's dictionary definition of prostitution is this. And, like, it should be legal. Just, like... It was very, like, cringe. I still have it.
So he was trying to...
He puts together, like, a cover on Photoshop. It's just, like... Yeah.
This is what I want to talk about.
Yeah, this is what it is.
And then there's, like, typos in it. It looked like he wrote it in, like, 30 seconds very quickly.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. This is so cringe. I was like, you know, I have a contract that basically says that I am entitled to full rights to those photos. You can't just take them away. Mm. Like, I credited you as a formality, but I took it away after you sent me creepy text messages. And so we just kind of had this back and forth of, like, you know, just absolute nonsense and tomfoolery. And then basically, like...
Nice word.
Yeah. One of my friends was able to take the broken link and put it through Wayback. And then basically we were able to recover all of the photos.
Oh, nice.
And so I saved them all to my hard drive, just blocked him on everything and was like, cool, whatever. And then I made another Instagram story after that was just like, yo, like, I'm over the situation. I don't care anymore. I did, like, make a post about it and stuff because I think he's creepy. And then just because he wouldn't stop, I got his I got a couple of his profiles, like, taken down. One of his, like, Model Mayhems, you know, one of his Instagrams. And then it was just like he just cannot let it go. And so I just keep getting, like, messages about it, like, that he's going to sue me for defamation, that, like...
Was this recent or was this a long time ago?
This is, like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Basically. So, yeah, I mean, I was like, good luck with all of that.
Damn.
Because,
like, are you, like...
Everything I said is true.
Physically afraid of him at this point?
No, he's tiny.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why he's so aggressive.
If you ever engaged me in physical combat, I would win. However, I don't want to. Yeah. And I know, like I was telling him,
I'm not that small.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Nolan, by the way, Brandon.
Oh, shit, okay.
5'9's average.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I say, too, man. We should go back to back. I want to know if I'm exactly... Are you exactly 5'9"?
Sure.
I'm interrupting the story to talk about my height.
Talk about your height.
That's basically it.
I'm like an eighth under 5'9".
All right, cool, good. You're still the loudest one in the room. The fuck, Nolan?
Sorry, dude, I resonate.
You really do, actually.
Yeah, dude.
Your voice.
Pulsate.
Sorry, dude, I resonate.
More like pulsate.
Hey, you man. Pulsate, dude.
Yeah, you pulsate.
Is that bad?
No.
You're like more like something else. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
so he's still messaging you?
He's claiming that people are sending him death threats, and so he'll send me... random emails of screenshots of people sending him death threats, but I have no idea if that's true.
Right.
And sincerely doubt it.
Yeah. Is that the first time you've run into, like, a weird power dynamic when it comes to, like, photo shoots and modeling and stuff?
I mean, I'll definitely get creepy comments a lot from, you know, just, like, photographers are
From
saying,
photographers.
Yeah.
Saying they're doing, like, weird stuff or, you know, it's, generally, if I know how to, like, protect myself in those situations, like I said, like, having a good, solid, clear release form mm-hmm. is a great way, because obviously, like, if they don't send you the photos, I could have very easily taken legal action mm-hmm. If I had wanted to, but it was just easier to recover the photos and forget about it at that point, you know, and just leave the post up and be like, this dude is creepy, do not work with this person.
Yeah.
But, damn.
Dealing with a tiny, fragile boy.
Tiny, fragile
boy. Angry boy.
Fragile, angry boy.
Stop talking about me, dude. Is that a good joke?
that was good.
We Thanks. Love a short king, but not when they're also an angry king. You know right. what I mean?
We don't want a Napoleon.
No. Mm. That's
Except,
shit.
Never mind.
Dynamite?
Yep. We're on the same page today, fella.
High-end jokes.
Yeah, dude. What We're just...
On my keys.
These are high-hanging fruit. Yeah.
Tough All to right, reach. Man. Cool. Oh, yeah. Wait, no. That's... Never mind. Hold for editing. You grew up Mormon.
I did grow up
You're
Mormon.
You grew up Mormon. I still... I
God damn it. Please just leave that in, whoever's editing this.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to edit this shit. Say the N-word.
No, thanks.
That's the correct one.
Thanks, man.
Church of sins.
Well, how old are you now?
21.
21?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I know about Mormonism. It's about like a dude. I forget his name.
A single dude? Joseph Smith?
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith.
And he came from outer space, right? Maybe you should tell it.
I do like telling the story because it is quite funny. I'm actually related to Joseph Smith.
You
very
what?
Directly. Like I
so you're good friends with him?
Related to him.
Oh, you are related to him?
We know
oh,
each
no
other.
Way. Oh, okay. You're related to Joseph Smith?
Yeah, so my family is like Mormon.
I can't
like,
tell
we've
if
been...
I can't tell if you're kidding.
No, we're very Mormon.
There's like, a Joseph Smith?
Yeah. He started the Mormon Church. He's a real
person. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Joseph Smith founded the Mormon Church in like the 1800s.
Okay.
Because basically what Mormonism is, I guess, to a T, is like, so Mormons believe that, like, this is the whole thing. Hmm. I hope I'm not converting anybody.
It depends how you sell it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It sounds good.
Because I can sell it. I was trained to be a missionary for a long time, but I guess they believe that, like, when Christ was taken back up to earth, or back up to heaven, like, God took all religion from the earth. So there was no religion on the earth until Joseph Smith was born. And then basically, well, I guess, like, the real story is that, like, he just was, like, a son of, like, a bunch of Irish immigrants. And at the time in America, this was, like, you know, in mid-1800s, so... there was a lot of, like, really weird war going on. There were lots of, like, European immigrants coming over, and they were bringing all sorts of religion over. You know, there was a huge Amish community. It all started in upstate New York, which is very funny. That's where Joseph Smith is from.
Okay.
So there was, like, you know, Protestants and Catholics, and Joseph Smith's family is Irish. So basically, like, they were, like, Protestant Irish. And at the time, like, or they were Catholic Irish, sorry.
That's what I am.
Catholics were being crazy persecuted in the States at this time.
Yeah, it's hard.
For, like, you know, a number of reasons. And so, essentially, like, his family was, like, kind of searching for new religions at this time.
Yeah.
And so, basically, the story is that when Joseph Smith was 14, he went into the Sacred Grove and prayed for what church is true. And then Jesus Christ and God appeared before him and were like, you're going to be the new prophet of the church and to give the new revelation for the latter day. So that's why they're called the Latter Saints, because it's the new revelation who are supposed to prepare the world for the second coming of Christ.
Okay.
So, solid.
That's okay.
Cool. Love it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So.
We're going to go to the temple and we're all going to get baptized.
Oh, hell yeah.
How this works.
And can you say curse words as a Mormon?
No, not really.
Okay. Like, what are you allowed to do as a Mormon? Other than just
relatively nothing. Like
ground what zero.
No sex, right? Before
no
marriage?
No sex until marriage, no coffee, no caffeine, no tea, no drinking, no smoking, no drugs.
Yeah.
I feel like I grew up in a very weirdly Mormon family because like there were definitely kids who I knew growing up who like weren't allowed to watch TV, who like were very sheltered, very weird. My family wasn't because like, I don't know, my parents are very weird people, very weird people. But like, there are definitely kids that were a lot more like orthodox. Seems like the like a wrong word to use there, but like definitely a lot more like very
fundamentalist.
Fundamentalist. There you go.
Now. Is there a thing with, like, wearing mesh, something mesh under your clothes?
So I think you're talking about a temple garment, which is like this magic underwear that they wear, which keeps you modest and represses your sexual desires.
Huh.
That's what it does.
Is it like a one-piece thing?
It is like a one-piece. They look a little bit like long johns. For women, they're a bit longer. They go to like your knees and then like to your mid armpits. And you're supposed to wear them all the time.
Right.
Every single day.
Our friend wears those.
Which friend?
Nice.
I said mouth it.
Oh, you can out him as a Mormon.
Oh.
I forgot.
Oh, he's one? He didn't tell me that.
He wouldn't.
Whoa.
That's why he doesn't swear and stuff. That's why he's so nice.
I forgot to switch.
That makes... Oh, he's a good guy.
What? You forgot
he's
to switch.
He's a great guy.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Very
like,
nice people.
Very nice.
Was that...
The camera was
Wait, off. Cut all this. Cut all this out. Cut all this out. But
well, we'll do it later.
Okay. Cut all that out. But whoa. That just blew my mind. It makes so much... Because it made so much sense.
Wait, the camera was on us the whole time? while she was talking.
Wait, no, what?
No, when I went over to you while you were mouthing it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you're like mouthing it, but it's like they can see.
Yeah, you can see what it's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so pick up where you left off. Sorry, I just everything just made sense about this person's character. Just snap.
It's weird because there are actually quite a bit of people who I didn't know were Mormon, and then who I followed online, and then I was like, oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah. You ever met any like rock star Mormons, like just that are still Mormons, but like, I don't know, they do drink coffee and like they do,
rebel.
You know, the rebel listen to the, you know.
Well, so even like soda is pretty controversial.
Soda
is a controversial topic.
Get kicked out of the church?
Probably not, but like it's frowned upon for sure.
Okay.
I remember very specifically the first time I ever had like coffee. I was like 14 and sleeping over at a friend's house and was just like, holy shit.
Oh, so like coffee was like your, that was like your weed.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Well, it was just like, holy fucking shit. Like,
yeah, I can't believe.
My parents would be so mad.
Yeah.
Like, this is so cool. And
they
I was
catch
like.
Catch you at a Starbucks.
Yeah, I was like sitting outside. We were like on the deck. We were having like coffee and like donuts. And I was like, oh my God, this is like, being an adult is like, holy shit.
That's crazy.
It's so cool.
That's nuts.
Was it at night, by any chance?
It was during the morning. I'd like slept over at her house.
Your friend's like, I'm so buzzed off this coffee. You check it's like decaf. It's like, come on, Brian.
That's actually a very Utah thing that I was thinking about very recently. Was like when I was in high school, we didn't have alcohol, so we would mix Mountain Dew and lemon extract, and supposedly like that was getting us drunk. I don't think that's true though. I think it was entirely placebo,
right?
And someone was lying to me.
Yeah,
maybe.
I just
maybe
drink a like, lot of lemon extract.
Maybe it just somehow ferments.
For no reason.
Mountain Dew and lemon.
Just ferments?
It ferments instantly and then becomes alcohol.
Yeah. And that's how Conor McGregor's whiskey is made.
That's right.
Yep.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Conor McGregor made a whiskey that is very good and I tried it last night.
Proper 12.
Oh,
yep.
Shit.
Good stuff.
You ever tried it?
I haven't tried it.
Ah, it's really good.
We could.
Yeah. I'm this sure. is not sponsored by that.
Sponsored.
Should I try it?
No, because you're an alcoholic.
Do you guys have sponsors? Yeah,
he has sponsors.
I have a sponsor.
He's sponsoring this episode.
No, I'm just kidding. Little side note: I'm an alcoholic, and I have a sponsor.
Oh, you are. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No,
so please don't talk about alcohol. It's triggering me.
Sorry.
I'm a new. I'm a. I just joined my new religion of sobriety recently.
Oh.
54 days sober.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to. Joking.
I'm not joking.
Okay.
I've been a bad boy.
I was going to giggle then.
I think that's why Rye is so interested in your past religion, because he's in his new one.
Because you have a new one.
He's trying to figure out, you know.
That's dope.
Draw comparisons.
I do find it very weird. I'll get messages or emails occasionally sometimes because, like, I'm at that age where a lot of people I knew growing up are returning from their missions. Mm-hmm. And so I'll get emails all the time. They'll be like, yo, Peach, like, what's up? Or, they'll call me my real name. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's cool that you, like, are doing, like, the photo stuff now. Mm. Interesting.
How long is a mission?
Interesting.
About 2 years.
Okay.
And what does that entail? Yeah, what is that?
So, essentially, It's like a random, like, pull it out of a hat thing. You sign up to go on a mission. They'll give you where you're going. You go there for 2 years, and you'll have, like, a designated area, basically where you go door-to-door and ask people if they want to join the church,
oh, wow.
basically, for 2 years. And you can't listen to music. You can't go swimming. You can't do any sort of fun activities. All you have to do is just do that and, like, you know,
what's, study. What's the reasoning for all this purity? So you go to heaven?
Yeah. That's okay. That's the end goal for most religions,
so
I guess.
It's all about,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Going to heaven.
Well, I'm going to hell.
Can
baby.
I tell a Mormon church story?
Sure.
Yes, please.
My little brother, half brother, grew up in the Mormon church.
Uh-huh.
And so we'd have to go visit, like on the weekends, we'd hang out. But we loved going to his house because he was rich. But part of the deal was we had to go to Mormon church. And none of us cared. It was like me and my two brothers, and we didn't care at all.
Yeah.
So we were bored. And we were always just being awful. Like, we were just, then you had to peel off and do like the kind of Sunday school thing where like you'd go in with people your age, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah.
a thing?
There's like three. There's sacrament, and then there's like a mutual, and then there's like an individual.
Yeah. And they would Sunday teach school. Like a group of us. And
yeah.
we were like 12, 13, 14, about that age.
Ooh.
And yeah. And I think I was too old for it, but they like I was 14. I think I should have been in a different one.
I don't know what the boys' name for the girls, it's like, 12 to 13 is Beehives.
Okay.
14 to like 16 is Maya Maids, and then Laurels after that.
So we're in the like side room where the guy is supposed to come teach us, but he's taken forever. So me and my little brothers are just sort of, it's really mean. We were making fun of other kids because they were all wearing like ties and stuff. And we were just being mean because they were taking it seriously. And then at one point there was like a window out to the grass. Like it was like almost ground level. And my brother was like, dude, I dare you to go outside the window and just stand out there for a second and then come back in and like, kick the screen out. Just dumb, like, dude, 13-year-old shit. 14,
yeah. mm-hmm.
So I was like, whatever, dude, of course. And then I hop out. And then so they shut the window and they're like, haha, you can't get back in. You're going to get busted. So then I pull my pants down and press my butt up against the glass.
Yeah.
And then and they're all laughing. And then all of a sudden they stop laughing. And then I turn around and the teacher's face is like in the window. He's like, get in there. And I come back in and I'm like pulling my pants back up. And we got kicked out and we weren't allowed to go back to church for another year.
Oh my God.
Which couldn't have been it was awesome. Because then it was like, oh, when we go over, we don't have to go to
yeah.
church. We thought we were going to get in trouble. My dad didn't really care. So it was awesome. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
I wish I was a little kid like that. I never did anything like outrageous, like show my butt.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all about getting that ass out.
Nice. Yeah, dude. That's hot.
Anytime.
I remember one time, my story. Like a mutual or something like that. Like we were playing like soda pong or something, and one of our leaders got really upset about that. And like that ended
pong.
Up.
Yeah. Soda pong.
Yeah, soda pong.
We're playing coffee pong.
Yeah. And then like basically one of our other leaders came in who was like not one of the cool leaders. You know, we had cool mm-hmm. leaders who were playing, and then one of our not cool leaders came in and they got really upset. And then like 2 weeks later, she got released from being our young women's leader.
Why?
Like, oh. For doing that, for having us play soda pong, I guess.
Oh, damn.
And I was really upset about that.
Oh, fuck.
She was one of the cool ones who would let us do
soda pong.
Yeah. I thought you were saying the person who got you in trouble got released
and
for like
the cool leader who set it up
fucking or something. That would be
just for soda pong.
No,
just soda pong.
Soda pong. Well, that sounds very, very, very restricting. It sounds like you don't really get to have a childhood as
well,
much.
It's weird when I hear that. This is gonna sound so mean. And like, I'm actually gonna go visit my grandparents and like literally like 4 days for like a week, and I love them to death and they're still very Mormon, but like it does seem weird to me that they're like adults who are Mormon.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
nowadays.
Yeah.
Because it's so like some of the things that they are about are things that are very, very ridiculous and
like
easily disprovable. Well, okay. I mean, there are lots of mentions in the Book of Mormon about like, you know, the horses being here pre-colonialism. Just things that are very...
Well, I don't even know. What's that, pre-colonialism?
Like, because the Europeans brought horses to America. And, like,
oh, okay.
In the version that Joseph Smith wrote when he's talking about how America was, he believed that Jesus Christ came and visited America.
Okay.
And that, like, Native Americans are, like, actually, like, one of the lost tribes of Israel. And that they're really Jewish.
Hmm.
So, I mean, like...
What about dinosaurs?
I do believe there are a lot of people who think that the Earth is, like... You know, only like 5-6 thousand years old.
Right.
You know, there are lots of people like that. I mean, it's hard to like know what anybody's like individual relationship with it is, but they do. There are certainly things that are just like scientifically untrue that they believe. And so, I mean, and the thing is that they're all about the new revelation of like what the like the second coming of Christ is going to be, how to prepare for that, etc. And so, like, you know, there's just things because it was written by like a very uneducated like teenager, essentially, like in the 1800s.
It's like fanfic.
Yeah, who knew nothing about, you know, it's even the way it's like worded is, you know, lots of historians are like, this is just not the way someone in this time period would have talked. Like, this is an interpretation by an illiterate, you know, 25-year-old man.
Fuck. Are there any like progressive Mormons?
Oh, yeah.
Like, where they're like, I'm going to take Mormonism, sure, and then evolve it the way Christians do?
Yeah, I think so. I remember when I was growing up, there were lots of like pro LGBT Mormon sects. There were lots of that sort of stuff, but it's definitely nothing that's like accepted by the prophet or the 70.
Oh, so like in the standard Mormon religion, LGBT is frowned upon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Very.
Shame.
Yeah, exactly.
Sucks.
Also, like, you know, they really try to like hide this, but Black people weren't allowed to like be a part of
the
church.
How you're whispering into
hold the priesthood or hold the priesthood until like 1978. I think it'd be really funny, like, because we hadn't met before this, and then it was just like I come on here and I'm just like a raging racist who like won't stop just talking about like awful things.
That would be funny.
That would be a good episode.
That would be hilarious.
I'd probably leave.
Do you? I would have agreed with you with everything you said. Just kidding. Do you
just
think,
cut that part where he said just kidding.
Do you think growing up Mormon caused you to be kind of a badass teenager? Once you got out, you were like, fuck it, I'm gonna drink.
Because I've known people that who do go, I don't do this anymore, and then they get really into other, like, into the stuff that they missed out on growing up, whatever that is.
I think when I was like a kid, I was really really weird for like a lot of reasons, but I mean, I mostly grew up in a Mormon culture. Like, most of the kids that I went to school with were Mormon. Like, most of like the even like cool kids that I went to school with were very, very Mormon. And something that was like very like liked in my high school was like being Mormon. Like, missionaries were like, and like really preppy like Mormon kids were like the cool kids. You know, so like it seemed like the counterculture there was mostly like punk rock kids, which is, I feel like, were mainly like, I felt like I got really into music, I got really into like bands and all that sort of stuff, and I definitely like had a phase where I was like really into like 25-year-olds who were in pop punk bands when I was like a teenager, and that's not good for any person. You know, but like Salt Lake City has a great punk scene for that reason, because it's like a lot of like the random not Mormon kids, like SLC punk and that sort of thing, like, is very big there. So, you know, that's I feel like where I kind of fell into like my little rebellion, but that passed very quickly, and then I became a very boring person again.
Yeah, are you boring now?
Very.
You are?
So boring.
Do you drink?
Not really, actually.
You smoke Kush?
You know, I don't. I've never purchased weed. I've never purchased
weed. You ever smoked it?
I have. Yeah. But I've never bought it myself. It's not like a thing in New York. People don't really smoke weed there. It's not in the culture as it is here in California.
No, not at all.
People just do coke there.
You do nude photography, so that's kind of rebellious.
I guess.
But you don't think it's like, fuck Mormonism, I'm going nude!
I mean, every time I take my clothes off, I say that.
Fuck you, Joseph Smith!
You're getting in the shower.
You put fuck Mormonism tattooed.
Get a tattoo on my neck. I don't know, because I feel like even when I was a kid, like, I was very, like, always like to dress really, like, slutty. I don't know, it felt very normal to me. Like, never felt like a direct like rebellion. It was always more like I just have always been very comfortable with it, and I thought it was cool, and I would always really liked, like, you know, girls who did Playboy and that sort of thing. And
that's chill. And you've done Playboy? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I did Playboy and Playboy Plus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, now every young man listening is looking that up right now. Now they're taking out their penises. Sorry, that was weird.
I write for Playboy, so we got two Playboy boys in the
Playboy boys.
Playboy boys.
I was just talking about this the other day, how like their writing is so good.
Yeah,
hey. Why not?
Even in the past. Like 5 years.
She's like, especially in the past, before you started writing.
No,
for
like
it.
In the past 5 years, like their writing is like, I feel like improved like amazingly.
I think they're just hiring new writers for it. They want to expand on what the magazine can be.
Yeah, so which is cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. But yeah,
I've worked for Playgirl before.
Nice.
They did
a janitor at the offices.
January was micro penis.
He holds the door open and asks for change.
Yeah. Did you say, sorry, go ahead?
Yeah, you guys fucking stepped on my
joke. Stepped on his joke.
It was such a good...
Yeah. January was micropenis month, so I was featured.
I
chose January because it's cold.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Playgirl is actually, like, a real magazine.
Yeah, I know.
But what I love about that is because, like, their main, like, actual, like, demographic is mostly, like, LGBT, which is cool.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Because that's not really, like, women don't really...
Yeah.
For that sort of stuff.
So. It's not their mag.
No.
Right? Mm. Yeah. I've noticed that about like past girlfriends. It's like, I don't really care to see a naked dude.
Yeah. I think that's pretty universal.
Yeah, I don't really see the appeal. Not much appeal there.
Not much appeal?
No. Yeah. Just in seeing a naked man. That's all. Like as a woman, yeah. You know what I mean? Just like seeing a there he is.
It's more of a work of art.
I get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think for women, like you really have to like love a man before you're like, oh, like every time they get naked, you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I love when you get naked because you love them.
Did you say I love Ethan naked?
No.
Oh, I thought you said like a name. I was like, is there a person you have in mind?
No. I love when they get naked because I love them, you know?
Right, right. I can see that.
But
I love Brandon.
He loves seeing me naked.
May I?
Nope.
Again?
Not now.
Fuck Mormonism.
Oh, okay. Take your dick out.
Do it now.
Hey guys, I brought some a game we can play.
I don't want to play it.
Jeez, man.
That's how we work here on the podcast. He presents ideas and I shut them down.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's a good dynamic. First of all, before you got here, Nolan, you weren't here. Peach thinks Asperger's is pronounced Asperger's.
Asperger's.
Oh boy,
guys, what do you think?
Asperger's.
What do you think, Nolan?
You know, what are you,
I'm just kidding about.
What are you gonna do?
Things, yeah, what are you know?
I have Asperger's.
Do you? Yeah.
Yes.
You do?
It's a very.
Yes.
And it's Asperger's.
Asperger's.
I guess I would believe you. Yeah. You have it?
I do.
Do you really?
I do have Asperger's.
Whoa!
Oh, okay.
You're our most interesting guest
like,
ever.
Very severely.
What a plot twist.
Severely.
It's gotten better as I was an adult, but like it was pretty weird when I was a kid. I got diagnosed at like 19.
Oh, got it.
Okay. So like.
We had on a guest, a comedian who has Asperger's.
I actually saw that.
Yeah.
When I was looking through your podcast.
Fucking stalker.
Thing before
wow.
I came
creepy.
Here.
Wow. Just didn't know you're such a fan before.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so it's okay. Asperger's.
Asperger's.
Damn it. There goes my whole life. I've been.
You thought it was Asperger's?
Yeah.
I think everybody does.
Yeah, I think that's a commonly. I think people think that.
Yeah.
Why do they think.
I think there's like...
Well, because it's the word burgers.
It's
but it's not pronounced... But it's not spelt like burgers.
It's not spelt the same?
No. Bidgers. Like, it's not a U, it's an E.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Mm. Wow. Maybe people think that, like, hamburger is spelled ham, B-E-R-G-U-R.
There's a P in there, too.
Where?
Aspergers.
Yeah.
Right?
Aspergers.
Asp. Is there a B?
No, it's a P.
Oh, fuck. Jesus, Asperger's. You're blowing my mind right now.
First the Mormon church, now this.
Mormon church.
Yeah. I have one more thing. So since getting away from the church,
yeah.
And you still talk to all your old church friends?
I don't.
Do they still talk to you, though?
No. I only talk to my grandparents, basically, now, out of any of my family or friends that were Mormon.
Hmm.
But I love them. I stan them.
Yeah.
Ellen Gardner. Shout out Ellen Gardner. Love that, her. She probably won't listen to this.
That's your grandmother?
Yeah.
What's up, Ellen? Soda. She just turned it off. Trigger word.
Yeah. Coffee. So like Starbucks, does like a protest happen outside of Starbucks? Or like Coffee Bean?
You just protest coffee.
Yeah, just protesting it.
I it's just because it has caffeine, though, which, I mean, like, because caffeine's technically a drug, I suppose. So it's just, like, nothing that you could get addicted to, like, word of wisdom or anything that you need other than Christ, I guess.
Gotcha.
You can get addicted to Christ.
You could.
You could get really addicted to Christ.
Man, shoot Christ up between your toes.
That's right.
On Santa Monica Boulevard.
Have you seen, this has nothing to do with anything, but have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I just saw that like 3 days ago.
Did you like it?
I really did like it, like a lot.
So did we. Yeah. I was hoping you'd say no, so I could ask you to leave.
Jesus.
That was like the first time I'd seen a movie in a theater since like 2017.
Nice. Well, it was good. Oh, yeah, wait, I saw you post about it. You were sort of like Brad Pitt, 50 years old.
Yeah, I was like,
snack.
That's like, I was never really into him before. I never really found, I don't think he's like a very like interesting looking guy, like enough for like me. So
but
it
as
was
a
like,
50 year old though,
but
he's
as a
grown into a, leathery man.
Just, absolutely. He looks great.
I thought he looked fucking really good.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I was just like, damn, that man's 50 years old. I mean, split me open.
We're all straight.
Like coconut.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
We're all straight here, but. I've never found Leonardo DiCaprio attractive.
Neither have I. That's the thing.
Really? I don't think he's cute.
I never got it. He's a little bit too, like, boyish looking for me.
Yeah, he's pretty boyish.
So that was never my thing.
You guys are just haters.
I guess
so. Yeah, dude.
Leo's the
dude's
shit.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking...
I don't care how you slice it.
I'm really weird about, like, being attracted to people. So, like, I don't know. There's not a lot of, like, actors or anything that I find, like, very attractive.
Do you like weird looking people?
No, I like very vanilla looking people, okay. I think.
Nolan, what's up?
you perked up like a meerkat. Jesus.
Vanilla.
Yeah, like, do you wear Patagonia vests? Is your favorite band Arcade Fire? Do you, do you have a very corporate job? Are you 30s? Like,
whoa. Yeah,
I almost used to have all of those.
You're describing Nolan.
Basically.
Or not corporate, though.
I used to, though.
He's married, but...
I'm married. So I don't know what I'm trying to sell here, but...
Yeah. All my exes do, like, Wall Street consultant shit, so...
Rich. Mm. You do like money. You said that earlier.
I do like money. Yeah. Not so from Nolan, other people, though.
Yeah. All right, let's play this game, y'all.
Let's do it.
All right, word association game called Freedom of Speech. Ready, guys? Nolan.
No, I'm not ready.
Participate.
Am I in?
If you'd like to.
No, yeah.
But, all right. Cannibalism.
What's the game?
Yeah, what is word association?
We just say words that we think of in our head.
It's called Freedom of Speech. It's not a sponsor, although I did a brand deal with them on Instagram like so 2 years ago.
So you do it?
No. Not.
He's trying to get another sponsor.
Okay, I see what's happening.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I was like, who's sponsoring this episode? I think sponsors are very interesting.
I don't know. I got to look. This month we have like three all month.
I love that.
Whoa.
But we just got sponsored by Manscaped.
Manscaped?
Manscaped.
Man,
I've never been sponsored.
For your balls?
Trimming your pubes, yeah.
Nice, dude.
And I fucked it up and I have to do it again. All right, so it's called Freedom of Speech, not a sponsor. Fuck Freedom of Speech. There, I proved it.
Yeah,
nice. It's just word association. I say what's on the card, and you just say what comes to your mind.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want to look.
Is it going to be like super quick?
Sure.
Otherwise, then it's kind of like, let me take a second, you know.
I mean,
is the idea
whatever we want.
Expose your inner, you know, kind of a, what do they call it, a Rorschach test?
Yeah, Rorschach.
Roar.
Yeah.
I don't know how anything's spelt now after this whole Asperger's.
I'll go first. Psychic. I have a friend who thinks she's psychic, and I think she's just weird.
Way more than one word there, fella. That was a whole sentence.
There's just, the card has probably one word.
Oh, I thought you also had to say one word.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Now we get the game. Let's go. Let's do it.
Psychic. I have a friend who thinks she's psychic. You know her. And she's just weird. She's not psychic. She's just weird. Yeah. She told me recently she had a vision, and I wanted to be like, hey, you had a thought. Anyways, that's my thoughts on psychics.
Maya the Psychic. It's my favorite Gerard Way song.
Gerard Way?
Yeah.
On that night.
Gerard Way is a singer of My Chemical Romance, but he has an incredible solo career. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, he has a beautiful song called My Eye the Psychic.
Okay.
It's very good.
We'll check it out.
Psychosocial by Slipknot. Yeah. Song?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one. That's what I thought. First thing came to my mind.
Okay, I don't know it.
Hey, well, it's because you're a square.
Is it their new
you never rebelled against the Mormon church probably not being to rock music.
Yeah, probably doesn't drink coffee.
I'm an alcoholic.
Guys.
I have everyone beat.
Nolan.
My mom, she believes in him and thinks she is one.
Oh.
Mm. And I do believe she might. I mean, she has what you might call thoughts as well. Yeah.
That's cool.
But every once in a while.
I called a psychic once. And I had a psychic, my sister's 16th birthday party, she had a psychic come, and the psychic, I was like 8, but she told me, it's like, we can, you know, I can try to psychic you, but it might not work. And I was like, do you think I'll be able to dunk a basketball? Mm-hmm. She was like, if you try really hard. So that fucking bitch was wrong.
Did you ever try hard?
Yeah.
No.
She said I'd be a millionaire by the time I was 30. And then I thought when I was 30, on Vine, I had millions of followers. So I was like, I'll count it.
Mm.
Plus, she didn't say money.
Just a million of something.
Whoa. Yeah.
All right. Next one. Yoga pants. My thoughts are I think women look great in them. And sometimes they can be distracting because their ass looks so good.
Me? I don't know. I think I'm just me because I wear lots of yoga pants.
Uh-oh. So.
Yogi Bear. That's the first thing I thought of. Ooh. Yogi Bear.
And now you got me thinking about Yogi Berra, famous baseball player.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Is that how this game works?
Yeah, it can just bounce off because, each other, man.
You know.
Sure.
Yeah. Yogi Berra.
Okay. Now, like, if you guys have a story about it.
Lock it in.
I didn't even watch Yogi Bear growing up. It's just the first thing that came in my head.
What is Yogi Bear? Is that a cartoon?
It's a cartoon about a bear, and he has a pal named Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Hey, Boo Boo. Hey, Boo Boo. Let's go pick out this picnic basket. That guy.
They steal pies. He's a thief.
There's really a baseball player named Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. Which came, Yogi Bear came way after Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
I really wish that TikTok had loaded speaking of bears, because it's such a great TikTok.
Oh, wait. Here. Let's use the word TikTok. Brandon, are you going to do TikTok?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I have no clue.
Yeah.
I see. Everyone's on it now, man. It's the new short form video thing. That's what the new craze is. But it doesn't seem to have any community to it, which
I think it does.
It does?
It's getting there.
I would think so. There are people that, like, I mean, I really just look at my For You and I see the same people over and over again on there.
Yeah.
But it's very weird because, like, I don't know. Also, it seems very bizarrely, like, political as well as, like, right wing. I don't know. Like, there's a very
right wing.
Yeah, there's a very clear sect on there that's like,
yeah,
if you post anything like political on there, you'll
there's a lot of like older,
yeah,
Southern Confederate bearded
dudes on there.
Mission oriented.
It has a broad spectrum of who uses the app now.
That's like the complete opposite of Vine. Vine was super liberal.
Christina Pajitsky, comedian. She on her Instagram stories, she features all the cringiest TikToks.
Oh, Jay Cyrus does that too.
Yeah.
I die. They're so funny.
Yeah, he's really funny.
I love Jay Cyrus.
What? No, you love me and Brandon. And
I also
know it.
Love you guys too.
She can like some other
but
people.
Also,
right? She can
I
like other people.
She likes vanilla. So
Jay's not vanilla though.
Just not in your coffee.
God damn it!
If I can just get like a million followers on TikTok tonight, I'll start doing it. So TikTok, I know you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
I have some followers. Really weird, like thought, like because when you first like asked me to be on the podcast a little while ago, I was like, did like something weird happen in like 2014 or 2013? Did I leave some like weird comment on like one of his vines like forever ago, and now he's just like plotted to like expose me in his podcast several years later? That was like the first thought I had. I was like, shit.
No.
So you
what are you doing weird thing?
So you're on TikTok?
Yeah, I love TikTok.
Oh,
so
okay.
Much.
Like as a person that makes them or as a person that watches
I don't
them?
Make them. I just consume them.
Got it.
So.
TikTok connoisseur.
Yeah, TikTok connoisseur.
Yeah, gotta like those. I have to admit, there's some funny TikToks I've seen.
There's some
for real? Like actual funny? That's what Peach says.
Yeah,
they're actual funny ones that have like intent of being funny, not just like, it's cringy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cringy ones that are funny though, but yeah. It's just like Vine. It's the same thing. Sometimes certain Vines were really funny because they were so cringy, and then sometimes they were deliberately funny. So,
right.
I don't know.
The first people I remember, like, seeing on Vine was, like, Thomas Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, I like Thomas. Oh God, there's like one more other person who was like one of the first like big creators on Vine, who was like there.
Jerome Jarre, French guy.
No,
Marcus Johns.
I want to.
Brittany Furlan.
I want to. Maybe it was Marcus.
It's probably Marcus Johns.
But he's just,
huge.
Yeah, he just made Vines, and I remember like thinking this is like such a cool thing. And I've always like TikTok is like kind of one of those things though where there were just like there's certain people who started it in the beginning and like pushed through the weirdness and the cringeness and the awkwardness of it and just kind of like now we're huge on there.
Cool. Dude, we should get the squad back together. Me, you, Man and Matthews.
You gotta let it go,
Matt Cutchell.
you gotta let it go.
You think Jason Nash will do it again? Maybe I can get David Dobrik to like look up to me again and like want to make videos.
Yeah, yeah, to be in your TikToks.
Yeah,
yeah. Bro, you want to collab on some TikToks?
I remember I met Aaron Doe.
Yeah,
he went to like Zane and Heath's house.
Mm-hmm.
This was like when Vine was still happening.
Yeah,
there was a bunch of Viners there. He's like, "Oh man, this is crazy." I'm like, "I look up to all you guys." And I was like, "Dude, you're meeting your heroes today, bro." It's just funny because it's all so silly.
Yeah,
but it's not, and it's art.
Yuck.
And I saved lives.
Yuck!
Did I save your life with comedy?
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. All right, next word. Blonde jokes. Do you get those? Like people making fun of you because you're blonde and they think you're stupid or something?
No, they just mainly make fun of me because my hair's yellow right now. So like just ugly hair.
It's blonde. It's just,
I think it's blonde.
So it doesn't look yellow. It's
it
just
looks
blonde.
Really bad right now, which is why it's like back. So.
I just think it looks blonde.
I think it looks cool.
Yeah,
I don't know what's cool though.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Sure.
Thanks.
You don't have blonde hair though.
No, I have black hair.
Yeah.
So
that too is cool.
It's not me. I'm not a natural blonde. So
I have.
You're a natural black haired.
Yeah.
Oh, like so that's why you like the MCR.
I guess so.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it was a true well, I really thought I was like a punk rock kid.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like actual punk. I was like Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance punk.
Cool.
Which is different.
That's so punk. That's pop punk.
It's not
pop
like punk. Screeching Weasel punk or like, you know, that sort of shit.
Can we talk about fucking jam bands, please? I don't know what you're talking about.
What's your favorite band?
Dave Matthews.
Really?
I like Dave Matthews, man. Do you? You look like a Dave guy.
Oh, no, I can take that. No, not really.
What do you like, dude? Christian rock?
I actually was really into Christian rock for a second.
That's cool. I respect it. Blonde jokes. Does anybody know any blonde jokes? I don't.
Are there blonde jokes?
Yeah.
Never heard of a blonde like, joke before.
Like a...
Like what's the structure of a blonde joke?
It's like...
This girl's so blonde, she... What is it?
Yeah.
It's like that?
What were you going to say, Nolan?
Yeah, like your mom is so blonde.
Well, no. So
two blondes walk into a bar. Something like that. I don't know. All right, twerk.
Mm.
Any thoughts?
2014.
Don't drop that.
Yep. And that's Vine. All I remember from it was a huge thing on the internet.
Have you spent any time twerking, Peach?
I don't really dance. There's like this great memory though. I went to Jamaica like maybe like 2 years ago with my ex-boyfriend and we went to like a Jamaican dance hall and that was like my favorite thing ever was watching my incredibly white, incredibly like never danced in his life just like being like really danced on by all these people in a Jamaican dance hall.
Nice.
And like it was very intense. I just
sorry, I just need to interject. Me and Nolan were just bonding over our mosquito bites. That's why we were just showing our legs to each other because he was like scratching. I was like, like silently pointing to my leg. We both have mosquito bites.
We so get each other.
I have a scab. That's all.
Huh?
Scab.
Oh, I thought you said I was stabbed.
Me too.
It's like, what?
Go on.
What do you mean?
Stabbed, that's
there's
all.
So much about you. So much to you.
Oh, I actually did get stabbed. That's the
have you?
Did you?
Yeah, that's what that scar is. But I was talking about this that I got while I was hiking in Malibu.
How'd you get?
I was trying to relate to you guys having stuff.
Oh, you
on
you
can
yeah, it's relate. Close. It's the same I mean, thing.
It's no mosquito bite, but yeah, it's close.
How'd you get stabbed?
That's a story.
What's that story?
she got stabbed during an altercation.
Oh, shit.
Like, at a show when I was like 17.
Nice. Probably.
But
yeah. At a show?
Yeah, but it was like.
Like what kind of show?
Someone I was dating at the time.
He stabbed you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
Some fucking weird. Weird people out there, huh?
There are some very weird some people.
Violent, angry, weird people.
What kind of show is it? Knife show?
No, it's just like, we had been at a concert and I got stabbed in a car. But it's a cool scar.
Damn.
It's like a straight line.
Can't really see. Oh, yeah, okay.
See it.
It's pretty nice.
Did it go deep?
Not really.
So it was like
that
was
fine.
Like this?
It was like.
Okay, yeah.
But it went in, kind of.
Damn. An urban stabbed.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah, no.
So I wouldn't recommend it.
Nah.
You know.
That's good. Don't get stabbed.
Have you guys ever done a twerk video in your bedroom? Have you ever done that? Because that's kind of a girl thing, right? To kind of post the phone up and see if you can put your butt up against or your feet against the wall.
I do it on my off time.
Have you guys ever tried it?
Just to relax.
I've done somersaults alone.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's close, but I feel like the girl version of that is putting. Have you ever done that?
I don't think I've ever tried that. No. Yeah.
It seemed like it was a big deal for a while.
That was the thing lots of people were doing.
A lot of girls wanted to film it.
Yeah.
Then I wondered, was it just for them so they could see how they look? Is that the idea?
They'd post it, too.
Yeah.
Often.
Yeah. That's a good thirst trap, though.
Yeah.
Like, we love a good thirst trap, so that's something I feel like I would meet.
Guys also twerk.
Nolan. Yeah. No, I know. That's why I asked. I left it open for everybody.
I know you're not being inclusive, so I just figured I'd just try and be.
I asked you guys, remember? I asked you first just because it was clearly a question for her. Hmm. So I started with you guys, which is not who actually would do the idea of you twerking. Just like casually at your home. That'd be so awesome.
Why is that weird to you?
It's so funny because, have you guys imagined that? Imagine this, Matt.
Rye.
That'd be hilarious.
What?
That'd be fun. Parody video.
Should I do it?
Is of you twerk failing. Like, have him walk into the room. Rye, are those cut-ups done or whatever? Like, you know how they always walk in on the door that they're twerking on?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You should do that.
Okay.
Probably. Just start posting, like, thirst traps.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're...
What a girl.
Who you're trying to attract.
No, not like that.
Not like that. What's that?
One thing I was doing with Vincent Marcus the other day was
unless
yo, what up, girl? I feel like Jay Cyrus does this genuinely sometimes.
Like, what is that?
Just kidding,
like,
Jay.
Oh, that Casey Frey does.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Casey's funny.
Love Casey so much.
Yeah.
Well, that just about does this episode, guys. For real.
All right, well, it's fun while it lasted, I guess.
Yeah, it was. Did you have fun?
I had fun.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was concerned you'd be scared because it's such a small room and three giant guys.
Yeah.
Three huge people.
Yeah. Especially Nolan.
Just beefcakes.
Maybe stop wearing red hats, Nolan.
Yeah, triggered, dude.
Yeah.
Make America great.
No, dude.
We did bond over the fact that it is a Mount Rainier hat. I love
it. Was that not perfect?
With my story.
Rainiers? I wore this to Dodgers Cardinals last night, so didn't realize red Cardinals hat at a Dodgers game and also MAGA. I had like double fucked up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Peach, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at the Peach Kennedy. That's my Instagram. And that's pretty much it.
Is your last name Tree?
That was just
for me, and that was just to ensure that you leave here going, I liked everybody except that Brandon guy.
I was picking my my stage name. It went through very many iterations. It was Peach Meadows for a while,
and then
somebody commented that that sounded like a dairy milk brand. So I was like, okay, well.
Peach Meadows.
Peach Meadows.
Farm raised.
Yeah.
Cool. And I'll put your Instagram at the beginning as well.
Dope. Thank you.
So hopefully we'll get some followers.
Hopefully.
Guys, if you're listening, follow Peach. God damn it. And don't send her anything creepy. Fuck.
Send me something nice. That'd be nice.
Something nice and supportive.
What about
wholesome.
You say?
She has a boyfriend, right?
Kind of.
Okay. Ooh. All right, send her a dick pic.
Please. Oh, God, please.
Please.
All right, cool. Thanks for being on the pod.
Yeah,
really
of
interesting.
Thanks for letting me on here.
You used to be Mormon. You're a model. You've been stabbed.
Yeah.
I found out it's Asperger's.
Trauma.
We're taking a picture.
Trauma. Where? Oh.
All right, cool. We ended by saying, I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad. Steve.
Sorry, Pop.
Sorry, Dad.
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 Fuck. God.
Sweet.